Hello and welcome to Ewan Method Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from West Hills, California. In a moment, you will experience unique insight and one-of-a-kind perspective from Shaolin Grandmaster Dr. Cam Ewan. Dr. Cam Ewan, DC, has worked with patients for over 30 years and has been the world's foremost expert and leading grandmaster of Shaolin Kung Fu for nearly half a century. He's a well-known author and martial artist, frequently appearing on the covers of different martial arts magazines. He was also the technical and kung fu advisor on the original Kung Fu TV series, and thus was instrumental in bringing authentic kung fu to the international audience. To talk to Dr. Ewan, please call in now or visit our website. The guest call-in number is 646-478-3782. You can ask us a question anytime on our website. You will also find out about our exciting upcoming live events on our website. To ask Dr. Ewan a question, please visit ewanmethod.com/ask. That's ewanmethod.com/ASK. Now, here he is, live on the air, Dr. Cam Ewan.
Hey, hello, everybody. This is Dr. Cam Ewan.
And Marty Greenberg, welcome to our free live stream teleclinic, Delete All Money, Finance, Career Problems on the Spot. We're so glad you're here today.
Yeah, it's great to have everybody here. Make sure that there will be no financial and money and whatever problem that people have, career problems.
We love doing this because we know that everyone's having hectic days out there with ups and downs, and there's so many things on a daily basis that can trigger us. And these free streams really help you keep you strong on a regular basis. So Ewan Method's a way of life, and we want to offer this to you so that you can do it all the time and stay strong. Today, we are going to be taking live callers. So some of the problems that will be addressed, you know, is everything from finances, career stress, anything at all that can be causing you problems. And we know that a lot of times health problems are from finances. So it kind of goes both ways. You know, we get calls from people all over the world, back pain, neck pain, headaches. And when we tune into them and really get to those reasons, causes, and sources, it has to do with what's going on with their finances. So let's talk a little bit about the Ewan Method and how it's different than other healing modalities. The Ewan Method really isn't healing. It's about just your own internal computer that we all have the delete key. So let's talk about that, Dr. Ewan.
Sure. And it's really not about going back to the old days, 500 years ago, and doing healing and changing the person's energy. It's really going in and turn on the computers and allow the computers to know what's going on and resolve the situation.
So again, if you're suffering from any kind of financial pain or career pain, we are going to be taking live callers. So, you know, a lot of people say that they're suffering because maybe your career really isn't where you want it to be. Dr. Ewan, do you have anything to add about that for career?
It's really their misinterpretation what it is. So they think it's career, or they think a certain career that affects them, or they don't have a career affects them. But most of the time, it's not true. In fact, all the time, it's not true. And once you know what really the truth would be and resolve the situation, then the situation changes.
So the Ewan Method isn't about being mindful. It's not about reprogramming your mind. This is more about deleting your mind out of your physical body. And I know that can seem a little bit different for some people, like the thought of deleting your mind out of your physical body.
You definitely want to have less mind and the effect of the mind, because we're so used to using our mind. We think our mind is there to service, but most of the time it just actually hinders our physical intelligence of our brain.
So what we really want to do is get our mind completely out of the way, leading it to another dimension, universe, existence, time, places unknown, and really turn on your brain receiver. So, Dr. Ewan, let's talk about turning on your brain receiver and using your physical intelligence to guide you your way.
Well, that's what you always want to do. And, of course, you want to get your mind completely out of the way, but your mind's always going to come back, or part of your body is going to be affected by your mind. So once you realize that, then you continue to kind of just delete it further.
So we want to talk a little bit about this demonstration. We're not really teaching you the method right now, but we want to demonstrate it live and take live callers to show you that, yes, you can get results on the spot. And that's really what we're here to demonstrate. So tell us what your problem is, and we're going to get rid of it for you. Most importantly, everybody on this live stream, if you haven't been to one before, you will benefit. The callers that we're going to talk to, it's not limited to one-on-one. Rather, if you have similar weaknesses, it goes right to you. So pay attention, most important, to how you're feeling right now. Let's get a baseline. Check in with yourself. How are you feeling in your physical body? How are your arms feeling, your back, your legs, your torso, your stomach? Just get a baseline of how you're feeling. Because by the end of this stream, you're going to be feeling a lot lighter, a lot stronger, and more pain-free. And if you resonate with anyone else's issues that call in, you'll also receive that deletion. So let's take a look at the deletion octagon for a moment. And it's eliminate, free, independent, release, protect, forgive, forget, unconditional. Dr. Ian's going to expand a little bit about the 8 components of the deletion octagon.
So that each component, when you put it together, it forms a deletion. So deletion is just not one action. So it's multiple steps that forms the deletion. And once you experience that, then you don't have to specify those steps.
So we're going to go ahead and demonstrate that, and we're going to demonstrate specifically. So there's no cookbook recipe to finances. So the same two people with the same problem, so to speak, have different root causes, reasons behind their stress, behind their financial pain. So the most important thing about the UN method is that you have to get to your specific sequence of weaknesses. And you use your insight, your feeling, perception, intuition, leading to insight to find those reasons, causes, and sources. Once they're specifically pinpointed for you, you do what's called a deletion. Dr. Yoon and I, you'll see us demonstrate how the deletion process takes place. Again, we're not teaching it here today. We have courses on that. But we're going to get started with those live callers. So if you have anything at all that's bothering you, affecting you about your finances, give us a call now. You'll see the call-in number there. And we'll go ahead and take our first caller.
All right, 718.
718, you're online.
Hi, very excited.
Hi.
Try to be real simple. With regard to finances, I feel as if I'm putting my career forward. I'm an artist, and I have getting a lot of new attention, so things are getting out there. So feeling like I'm moving forward in some ways, I feel that there may be some residual. Just notice my own thoughts sometimes, a lot of forward thoughts, but sometimes going back to maybe a little bit of a lack-based thought process. Just wondering if there's a way to really get rid of that or feeling like it's not happening fast enough, something like that.
Okay, so you want to speed up the process. You're an artist, and you want to speed up the process faster. And when you think about...
I'm just actually getting, finances coming in.
Yeah.
Finances coming in. Okay, Dr. Yoon?
Sure. Well, thank you for giving me that. The situation is that even though it seems like finances, you got about 5 other things in your life in this hexagon of leading life principle that actually influences your life. And we're not going to name what they are. We're just going to strengthen them for you and make sure that you perceive it and everything inside you will shift. Now, let's say you compare... before and now, is it same or different?
I felt like a shift right there. Don't even know what it is, but I just felt something shift.
We could let you know what it is, but you don't have to because you could just.
I actually felt almost like something in the base of my neck. It felt like the base of my neck, like it just felt like some kind of energy shifting a little there.
So you're strong with finances now, right?
When you think
feels
about
different.
It feels different when you think about the finances flowing. Does it have a different effect on you?
Feels a little lighter. There still feels like there's something. I can't even name it, but
yeah,
there's still something.
There's still some weakness in the future. You think the future is going to be undetermined, and it's not about finances. So we're just going to strengthen you for the future that you can actually be strong for all that you want in the future is going to fall into place for you. Okay? How about that?
That's great. Yeah. You right on.
Right. That's the extra step, right? So, and anyone could experience the improvement.
Mm.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us. Would you like to share anything with the listeners?
This is really interesting. I find it really fascinating. And thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Continue listening for the rest of the stream and then let us know in the chat at the end how you're feeling.
Oh, terrific. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Okay, so for those of you in the chat, I got my computer here. I'm looking at the chat live with you. Thank you so much. We have people from all over the world, which is amazing. And thank you again for all the feedback you've given from all the past streams we've done. We have amazing testimonials coming in daily. So I'm going to keep an eye on the stream. So again, we're going to take some more callers. But again, let us know in the stream how you're feeling, because we do read this and we are strengthening everybody here. And I noticed some people are having physical pain, whether it's their shoulder, their knee, their back, and clearing the finances, you're going to start feeling better in your physical body. So we'll take another caller.
317,
you're on live.
Okay, hi. I'm moving to a new city before the end of the year, and I am needing help with prosperity to move there because I'm going to be beginning a new career there, my own business. And so I'm needing prosperity to come into my life stronger than what it is now.
What are you doing now for a living?
Right now I do energy work. I'm a reconnected healing practitioner, and the clients are not enough to get me to be able to move right now.
Okay, so let's take a look at that in process specifically for you, because you are a practitioner in healing modality, and it's important to, as any practitioner, especially even you and method practitioners, like, we need to look at why you're not attracting clients, because the energy has to be strong both ways. You to the universe back to you, and that feels strong to me. But specifically, when I think about you receiving money, you charging money, both of those are a specific weakness. So think about you actually receiving money from a client. Just think about that for a moment. And how does that make you feel?
There's a worthiness issue in there somewhere.
There's some anxiety, I feel. And when I feel that, when you receive money, there's a weakness. I'm strengthening you for that and charging money. Think about you charging for your services. Do you think you're strong for that?
No, I think that's where the worthiness thing came in.
The worthiness thing. Okay, so I'm going to strengthen you so that you're okay with the giving and the receiving, the exchange of finances both ways. You to the client to you. And that really goes back to your childhood. And the root cause of that, those reasons, causes, and sources specific for you are really, you know, there's some sibling energy that I feel when you were younger, and there's some friction there. So I'm going to delete that. And I also feel your father coming into play. So your parents have some influence still on you and your cellular memory. So I'm going to go ahead and delete those memories so they no longer have an effect on you, so that you're strong. It's really important that you're strong, your energy. When you say to yourself, you know, I want to attract a lot of clients, I am attracting a lot of clients, and I'm strong to receiving the money for that. Now, when you say that to yourself, go ahead and think about that, because your energy consciously and subconsciously is congruent. Do you feel that?
It feels more neutral now. I don't have a negative response to it.
Okay, good. I feel a strong energy there. So the negative emotions were deleted out. And just by very quickly pinpointing specifically what that was, you know, and it's interesting. I know there's a lot of listeners who are probably practitioners too of other different modalities, maybe the UN method, and they're like, why aren't I making money? Why aren't I, you know, and you really have to be strong to those three specific things. So I'm doing it for those people too, the listeners, so they also benefit from you asking that. So do you feel better when you think about your childhood? How does that make you feel?
I feel better about it. You hit it on the nose, because my dad did wipe out my savings account for alcohol. So you were right on that one.
Oh, your dad wiped out your savings account for alcohol. Okay, so that memory, it played a significant effect. I mean, your mind was just rehashing that over and over and over again, and that was affecting you from attracting clients. So now that that's gone, keep us posted. You know, come on the next stream. We're having another one in a couple weeks. It's going to be part two of this. So I'd love for you to come on in a couple weeks and give us some feedback on that, because I know that you'll process that now with you. Sound good?
Well, thank you. And does that help with the new position in the new city? Meaning, you know, through the move, does that work through that too?
Well, you wanted the finances to be able to do the move, correct?
Yes.
So now that you're strong to attracting more clients, you're strong to receiving those funds so that the move will be easy. But now that you're asking that, I sense a weakness there. Like just having that question, the questions mean you have a problem. So I'm going to strengthen you because the city, I'm going to strengthen you to the city that you're moving. And now that feels strong. So when you think about that city, do you feel better now?
Yes. I think it's the move itself, I think, that makes me nervous. The physical actual move. It's not being in the new city.
Okay, so you know why? Okay, so when you say moving makes you nervous, what I trigger is that you've had a traumatic experience when other people moved and caused and had there was some trauma there. So it wasn't that you specifically moved in trauma, but other people moving and you kind of picked up their trauma. You're very open to energy. So you make a great practitioner.
Okay.
You do a lot of wonderful things for other people. I can feel that. And you're sensitive. So I'm going to strengthen you to that empathy and sympathy for others because you kind of take on their anxiety. So now that that trauma has been deleted, when you think about moving, how does that make you feel now?
Well, I'm smiling, so you did something.
I feel strong for you now. It feels great. Keep us posted.
Yes.
Keep us posted with your success. You feel that? I actually felt it
yes.
in my stomach. You shifted.
Thank you, Marnie. You're wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Ewan, too. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. Okay, so for anybody in our audience, I feel there are some listeners who did get corrections. Let us know, you know, how you feel from that, because I know there's other practitioners on here. And that actually brings up our certification, because we do offer a certification in the Ewan Method, if that's something that you're interested, that is open now. Dr. Ewan, you want to talk about the benefits of our certification?
Well, when people want to do it professionally, I mean, it's definitely a benefit, and it's really a constant connection with us, and any updates that we have will be updated, you know, as far as the answers and the downloading the information. So we all need to be updated, otherwise the world will go ahead of us, and leave us behind. So we cannot go back to what it was before, you know, when things are slow and people doing healing in a slow way. So right now, B is really part of the new world order. Right? So
if you want to be part of that, and it's a whole year program, you can check that out on our website under at unmethod.com. All the information is there on certification. But yeah, we do offer an amazing certification, and the best part is you get to be connected with Dr. Ewan on a regular basis.
And with Marnie too.
And have that constant contact. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of information on our website about that, so stay tuned. Okay, we'll take another caller.
301,
you're on live.
301, hello?
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Oh, great. I wonder if I could address, my wife has a lot of pain in her palm, her right palm.
Okay, is she there with you now?
Yes, she is.
Okay, is she sitting next to you?
She's right next to me.
Okay, great. So can we? You want to put her on the phone, or do we want to use you as a surrogate?
I'll be the surrogate.
Okay, so why don't you ask her what kind of pain she's, let's get a baseline of how her hand is feeling. She's, what kind, how intense is her pain?
It's like hot and painful.
It's hot and painful towards the bottom of the palm, towards the wrist.
Okay, Dr. Ewan.
Okay, so we look at that situation, and whenever a person has symptoms, it never come from there. So you treat it or getting treatment for it, you're just going to actually make the problem worse. So it's coming from four other parts of the body, and you want to strengthen the foot and the lower back and the throat and the forehead and the back of the head. So those five things are weakened by let's say relationship with family members and that been there for a while. So you want to strengthen the relationship with family members and ensure that your unevenness or career among family members will not create the problem for the family members with each other. So now, how's the sensation in the palm of the hand now compared to before?
It's buzzing.
It's buzzing.
It's buzzing.
I mean, it's a little bit different?
Yeah, it's different.
Okay, so the buzzing would be the hand and the rest of the body, it's just not strongly integrated. So you think it needs a little time to integrate. So we're just going to speed it up so they integrate better and more naturally integrated, synergistically integrated, so we support each other. Now, how's the condition of the hand now?
Better.
Oh, good. It's more pleasant now, right? So that's great.
Is there anything you'd like to share?
Do you want to share something?
I still feel that it's very, very light.
It's very light, what?
The pain.
Okay.
Very light pain, but much, much, much better.
Okay, that's great. Wonderful. He's all on the spot.
Well,
okay.
You all can do this, right? So it's not I'm just showing you that everyone could be doing this, and that's how we resolve each other's problems and family members' problems. So everyone improves. So when you improve other people, you yourself improve as well.
So you see how easy this is, just by finding your own specific sequence of weaknesses, the pain is dissipated right on the spot. So thank you so much. I'm really glad you got your experience.
Improve all the family relationships as well?
Yes, to strengthen your family relationships, and people would accept each other more even with each other now, instead of saying, you're different than me, and you're below me, and this kind of thing, or unevenness that makes people kind of struggle with each other. So that's gone.
And the whole family.
Thank you.
Just by Dr. Nealon deleting the pain in the hand and those sensations, you'll even start to feel better. You know, as her husband, the whole family starts to integrate. Because we think it's our own pain, but it really affects the whole family and the people around you. So when you start to delete your pain, everybody starts to feel better. Even how do you feel right now? Did you feel any shift from her pain being deleted?
Oh, I feel better. Because
better?
I was worried.
Happy life is happy. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
But really, I mean, it goes deeper than that. And when your wife or your spouse or your partner, when their pain is dissipated, it makes your whole life better. Dad, you doing it? Mention anything about that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because when Dr. Ed has his 5-week clinic, you know, one person registers, but every week for 5 weeks, you know, the wife, the kids, the husband, I mean, you can put everybody's issues in.
Oh, grandparents, too.
Grandparents, children.
So everyone improves. Well, you still with them or not. I mean, you could be totally don't see them or haven't seen them for decades, and you still would have to improve.
Right. You don't even have to be live on the call to improve. That's the best part about it. But we're glad you're here live. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm glad you and your
thank
wife
you.
Feel better. Okay.
Thanks,
thank you so much. Wonderful. All right. We'll continue on.
Well, let's make sure that we let people know that these are not people we know that call in and say that, you know, they got better. Like, these are all strangers to us, and we all strangers to them, probably.
Yeah, we don't have a script for this at all. We just put out the email. We have over 1,000 people on the call. We don't know any of the people. I mean, we have a lot of people that come regularly.
Sure, we know a couple of them.
I see some names here. Let's see. Sandra.
It would be a minority.
Barbara says, I think it comes from childhood experiences. Another Barbara. So thank you, Barbara, for sharing. I see so many names here, so many. We're going to just do a group financial deletion for everybody. So any block right now, just listening to us, think about your problem, whatever it is, and Dr. Eden and I are going to turn into your specific mind, body, and spirit. And we're going to do what's called a group deletion and synergize you. So in a general correction and then even further deletion, so that a lot of just your negative emotions, your negative experiences, we're doing is a deletion asigan. So we're eliminating, set free, make independent, release, protect, forgive, forget, unconditional. And we're just really clearing everybody for negative experiences, negative emotions. And the best part about this is like the internet. Everybody just links together and you just wipe it out down to zero, minus infinity, up to 100%. So are you feeling better? Pay attention to how you're feeling in your physical body. We're going to loosen up your spinal cord, your spinal nerves, your meninges, your central nervous system, turning up your brain receiver to your spinal cord, getting that up to 100% intimate potential so that you feel better in your physical body. What else do you feel on this group that you strengthening everybody's central cord, their brain?
No, everyone is pretty good, but we cannot exclude the ancestors of these people. They also want to improve as well. So whether they are alive or not, in spirit, you actually could resolve their problems, and talking to them is no big deal, right? So you have TV shows that are talking to the dead, such a big show. I mean, big deal, but it's not. Anyone can do it, right? So it's just a natural thing.
So we want to make sure that we're strong to our ancestors, especially financially, because ancestral patterns will get passed down to you. And if you take on their negative patterns in your
family, well, in the past, everybody was poor, right? So you have ancestors who always struggle with finances. If they're not, then other people don't like them for being wealthy, and that becomes a problem for them too. So.
Right. So we need to make that strong. Do you feel it strong now, Doctor?
Stronger than before. So it's relatively stronger than before.
Okay, so take a deep breath in, let it go, and let us know in the chat how you are feeling just from that. Okay, so we're going to take another caller.
All right, 317.
317, you're on live. 317, you're on live.
Okay,
301. Okay, 301. Okay, we'll take another caller. Okay. 928. Okay, 928, you're on live.
All right,
510. 510. Okay, I hear you.
Hey there. Hi,
how are you doing?
Hi, 512. I'm great, thank you. I have a request in regards to, I know I have done some terrible thing in the past life, and how does that relate to my finances and well-being?
Okay, so what's going on right now with your finances?
Yes, finances.
So, I mean, there's a question about it, that's all right. So it doesn't have to define what it is or discuss what it is. So you have a question about it, right? And that's a problem for you, right?
You said from a past life you felt some weakness?
I think he's talking about this life.
Did you say past life or this life?
Past life.
Past life.
Oh, sorry. So you think what's been done in the past affect your finances now or create the question for it? So essentially, it's not exactly that, but it's more coming from your descendant weakness affecting you. So we have to strengthen descendant in terms of finances, and actually they were actually more dishonest about finances than you were. So let's resolve their karma and not coming up to affect you as the parents of your descendants. So now that's done. Now you still have a question about your question? How's your question now?
Sometimes I feel my mind, when I go to my mind, I think of what people told me about what I've done in the past life, and that affects my neutrality.
Well, I'm just saying that right now, when you compare about your finances, the question that you have, you still have the same question before we go to the other question of what people say about
now.
You? Okay, so now that's different, right? Now, the next thing is what people say to you, right? So what troubles you is that when people say something to you, it just triggers all your different past life experiences. When people say things to you, it was never the truth because they don't know the truth, right? So you give you misinformation, misinterpretation. So let's delete all the effects of that. You still have any question about what people say about your past life?
Not as much. I'm more neutral now.
Right. So it's really the misinformation that concern you more than what they say about you, right? So
misinformation,
that's a big one for everybody
that's
in the world.
That's a big one
so,
for everyone, especially around money. Misinterpretation, misinformation, and just by deleting both of those.
Well, we have to say that, again, that we're surrounded by money, mm-hmm. and we have to be strong to money, and money has to be strong to us as a foundation before we go into the more specific things that you think you have about money. In fact, all the things that we think about having a problem with money is she's totally misinterpreted. Right? So,
what you think your problem is, but really isn't your problem.
Well, especially money, right? So we have so much money around us, we just have to be strong in taking it or receiving it, right? Otherwise, it knocks us over and, make us not able to function. So we don't want that to happen.
Okay, so would you like to share anything? Okay, we'll move on to another caller. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing all that with us. We're glad you feel better. We're going to take another caller.
425,
you're on live.
Hi, Marnie. Hi, Grandmaster.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
I'm good. I'm very good. I actually have a couple of things. I think it's very connected. Grandmaster, you worked on my eyes before. My eyes are like, my eyelids are swollen and they just burn and I can't get them to stop tearing no matter what I do. That's the eye situation.
And how's your financial situation?
I feel the connection with my eyes to my finances is the income is much slower. Because my vision, having an impaired vision, just because I can't get my eyes to cool down, affects my work.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a perfumer and an alchemist.
Okay, and you feel that affects your work in what way? And then we'll start deleting for you.
Well, my creativity, because when my eyes are hurting all the time and I'm, my eyes are tearing, it's difficult to be in the right state of mind to produce these kinds of compositions because it's very creative.
Okay.
So what I'm feeling is your ovaries, not so much your eyes, but your ovaries. So I'm strengthening your ovaries and I'm strengthening your reproductive organs because a lot of times where you sense the pain is, like your eyes or your back or not, it's really referred pain and that's not the root cause. So I'm strengthening your ovaries and I'm strengthening actually just a lot of memories with birthing experiences. And, I don't know consciously if you can relate to that because this isn't something that's present day circumstances. It goes way back, even past life birthing experiences, grandmothers, ancestors, all the female line. So just by deleting that, do your eyes feel less burning?
What I feel, since I'm not a mother or never had a child, that is so true.
Right. And
in terms of, I had the most interesting sensation in my brain. It's like because, when your eyes are burning and it feels like there's fire behind them, I just felt like this complete. It wasn't like a release feeling, but almost a shrinking of my brain. Like there is a definite change in. Pardon?
Is the burning gone?
It's cooling down, if you will. It's getting better.
Okay, so let's take a look at that. So you had an experience of being trapped in a fire. And that's the burning experience that I feel. And there was no escape. And it was very confined. And there was like smoke and just the trap burning. So I deleted that out of your central nervous system. And I reset your spirit because that's where the memory was, specifically in your spirit. And I'm resetting your mind, body, and restarting your internal computer. So with that being deleted out and resetting your internal computer, how do you feel now? Is the burning gone?
Yes. Just hearing what you're telling me makes me
great.
Yes.
I feel great. Okay, so that's it. We're peeling the onion. So let's delete your other files because there's a few more files that need to be deleted. And what I sense is that you're grieving letting go of that because you were trapped in the fire with about five other people, and you're grieving that we need to delete for them as well. So those people aren't in your time and space, they're in another time and space, but you still have that memory in your cells, your molecules, your atoms. Are you following me with that? So I'm deleting those memories, specifically in your cells, molecules, atoms, down to the quantum particles where energy is matter and that is energy. And you no longer carry those memories. And that's why you were feeling the grief, if that makes sense. Like that you have this experience where you were trapped in a fire with these other people and you wanted that experience to be deleted for them too. How does your emotions feel now? Do you feel neutral, same, or different?
Yes, I feel like I've been living in a parallel reality with what you just told me. And
yeah,
not
sure.
Being able to, right, not being able to access that in terms of being done with whatever this is. So thank you
right.
for that.
Yeah, that's great. No, I mean, I feel you're really strong now. Your eyes feel strong. The burning sensation,
yep.
I don't feel that anymore. And I feel it more importantly,
yep.
you're strongly neutral. Like those emotions and experience are just deleted it out. So that won't affect you anymore. But moving forward, let's just make sure that your feng shui in your home where you're at right now, I just strengthen that for you as well. So take a deep breath in and let us know how you're feeling. Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners? How was that experience for you?
That was incredible. But Marnie, this is Alexandria, and I started with you back in around 2000.
Oh my gosh, Alexandria, that's right. I remember you. Wow, it's been like 15
yeah.
years.
I know, it's been a
that's
long
amazing.
Time, and
that's
and I always
so
love you.
You again. Now we're so virtual, you know, we used to be in a different state every couple of weeks, but now it's all about virtual.
It is,
that's
it's so
cool.
much, and I have notes, even things that you signed in on my notebooks. I mean, I still have the first books back around 2000, 2001, and then we met again, and so that
that's
was,
fun.
Yeah,
that's
that
fun.
Was incredible.
That's fun. Wow, the method is exponentially faster and more streamlined with the geometric charts. It's totally different than it was. Have you taken, you should come to the new modules that are starting in the fall. In September, we have
I need to. And if you would just do one more thing about just strengthening the speed of income. Because there's so much, I'm ready to do so many things. I'd love to study with both of you again, and
okay,
that's all I need. Yeah, just speed.
Okay, so I'm speeding up the receiving of money, and also, just, you know, you're really strong for it now. But the weakness was more so just growing up with your father, just. Family pattern. So I deleted that out of you so that your energy now is strong to attract it. But I feel a big change coming, like next month that you're just, I feel this amazing opening coming in you. So come on, what I'd love for you to do is join us in a couple of weeks on our next live stream. Like I said, we're having another continuation of this, part two. Join
yeah,
us live
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And let me know in the chat how the differences and how you're feeling and I'll keep you strong. But I would definitely come in.
Okay.
It's important to, you know, regularly be strengthened.
Yes.
Sound good?
Thank you both. Yes, thank you
okay.
so much, sweetheart.
It was so nice connecting with you again. It's so nice. But don't
it's nice connecting with you, too. Okay.
Yeah,
bye.
Okay, we love it. Okay, that's great. It's great to connect so many different people on the stream. We're going to take another live caller.
804.
You're on live.
Hello?
Okay, we'll take it. Yes, okay, you there. How are you doing?
Great, how are you?
Thank
we're
you doing
for
good. Okay, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear you great.
Okay, so how is your financial situation?
It feels not secure yet. I'd like more finances so I can take more courses. I'd like to have confidence in what I've learned so I can make money with it.
Okay, great. So making money with the UN method, is that what you'd like? What are you doing now?
Yeah, or, and the other methods I've been studying as well.
Okay, so just in general, as a practitioner, and that's what you're doing right now to earn money?
Yeah, doing my own practitioner work. Yes.
Okay, so let's take a look at your situation and process that for you. Jeffrey, what do you feel?
My finances. It's really something about herself that come up first as a weakness. So if she could just think about something about herself that has been negative for her and defeat that, then finance would fall into place better for her. So are you able to relate to something about yourself that kind of affect you in a negative way?
Yes,
you
I feel
have to
like
say what it is. Disconnect with it. You don't have to describe it.
Okay.
You have it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so whatever you have is one of a thousand things there. So you just want to strengthen and delete it and reset yourself, and then you make a comparison. Now, that's something about yourself. Does it still affect you as before? Make that comparison, same or different.
So what we're going to do is speed up your perception, because what I sense is that your mind is slowing you down. So let's get rid of your mind, because your mind is taking up a lot of space right now. You didn't feel that? Let's strengthen your brain. We're going to get rid of your mind, out of your body, out of your physical presence, and speed up your brain receiver, and speed you up so that you're, not only is your perception strong, but you're at the speed of the universe. Because we got to get you feeling and perceiving the change that Jackson did. So with now that I've strengthened your perception, which is very important, how do you feel? Do you feel a change?
I feel stronger. Yeah.
You feel stronger. Okay, I'm still tuning into you. I'm going to strengthen your brain to your spinal cord back to your brain, and I feel some stagnation in your physical body, so I'm going to strengthen that as well. Jackie, what do you feel?
You're fine.
You should go ahead and finish it. Okay, so I'm just strengthening your physical body because there's some physical weaknesses in your lower back, and I feel some physical weaknesses in your torso, so I'm strengthening that for you in general. Does your physical body feel better now when you rotate your neck and just loosen up a little bit? Are you feeling lighter?
Yes, it does.
You're feeling, okay. And when you think about finances now, when you think about attracting clients, the giving and receiving of energy, I'm strengthening that for you. That's one really important aspect that a lot of people are weak to that. But when that becomes strong, you'll have an automatic change in your life. Like you'll be attracting more clients and whatnot. So when you think about attracting more clients and doing the work with ease, does that feel better, that thought to you?
Yes, I feel encouraged about that.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, so you felt the change. Okay, great. Okay, well, stay connected to us and let us know. Like I said, we're having another one in a couple weeks. Come on and let us know what changes you feel, and we'll just move forward with strength.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. So much for joining us live today. Okay, so for those of you who are also listening, we want to let you know that, again, we're specific deletions that we're doing, you're also receiving those deletions too. So let us know in the chat. I know we do read thoroughly the chat, so keep chatting away. And even after this is over, I read the whole chat. And whatever I see, I delete. So pay attention even after it's over how you're feeling, because we make sure to read everything on here. But again, we're resetting everybody's finances. We're going to take some more callers. But thanks so much for putting your comments in here. I know a lot of people say you're feeling better, but everybody, this is an interesting one. Clara is all to afford teleclinics and teletraining. So let's continue with this so that everybody can afford whatever it is in life that they want and that the money energy flows. So we're going to continue with that now. We'll take another caller.
323.
323, you're on live. 323, you're on live. We'll take another caller.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, We got you. Thank you so much for joining us live today.
Okay. I'm calling because my husband has been under electromagnetic attack, which has blocked his voice, blocked his health, and fear. And, of course, that's affected the finances because it was all around his doing his mission.
Okay. Are you with him right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is he next to you? Can you speak with him and ask him how he's feeling?
Yes. How are you feeling?
Fine.
He says fine.
Okay, so what is it, like, the baseline? Does he have any physical pain in his body?
It's totally blocking his expression in life, so he can't make money. Blocking his, he's unable to speak clear English. And
Okay, so he feels financially blocked, so let's process that. But as we process it, does he have any physical pain in his legs or body?
He said no.
No,
just
okay.
A psychic pain from being blocked.
Okay, so what do you feel that's doing on the electromagnetic attack and his finances?
Well, the electromagnetic attack, there's really not any weakness there. So it's really misinterpreted and taking other people's misinterpretation about it because it does affect us, but then we're so strong to it and... when we're strong to it, then it will be no effect there.
Yeah.
And our time, we have effect there because mentally we weaken by it, and then it weakens our body, and then we accept that we actually have effect from it. So let's remove the misinformation and the misinterpretation and just outward mistakes that people assume that's what affects us so severely. So now,
it was the poison that was projected through his brain psychotronically and that showed up in the iridology that had blocked his brain and given him like stroke-like symptoms.
Stroke-like symptoms.
Well, you know, there's no weakness in his cranial brain. There's some weakness in his bottom brain or missing tail brain, so we just turn that aspect of it. So all strokes actually come from the missing tail brain, that when we make improvement for people, we have to take that into consideration and not the cranial brain. Okay, so he has to give us the input. How's he doing?
How are you doing?
He's
talking, his whole thing. If he's more concerned, he can't talk right.
Okay, so his speech.
Well, the speech is the concern that his mind is actually is the cause of his speaking, but his mind took over so much of his body that it actually kind of make him have difficulty speaking because it's just too much mind influences that. It's like his body is speaking within itself without having a vocal cord to speak. So the cells are speaking and the tissues and the systems in his body. So we just have to remove the effect of the mind from his body. Now, are you still concerned about speaking?
Are you still concerned about speaking?
Yeah. Well,
can you hear him?
Yes.
What was that?
Yep.
He said yes.
Tell us, and yes to what? That he has.
Oh, he's so concerned about his speaking.
Okay, so let's take a look and push the envelope on speaking.
Okay. Well, he's already been changed, except his perception is still weak, so we have to strengthen his perception that he perceived the change. His physical intelligence has to be strong there, and then his physical knowing that.
Yes.
He's in charge more than his mind. See, right now, his mind is actually in charge of him. Okay, how about now? What do you think about his life situation now?
Go ahead. What do you think about the life situation?
I trust this.
What did he say? I trust this?
I know.
He said he trusted.
Yeah.
He trusted. So
he's speaking a little bit more now, right, than before, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
A little bit more. Okay.
Yeah. And it left a fear. He left a fear of attack of, as he does his mission to make money and to help others, that he would be constantly attacked by these same people.
Okay, so let's go ahead and delete those memories down to zero minus infinity so that there's no overwhelming emotions. I feel the emotions are really strong. So let's delete the overwhelming emotions on the psychological level and down to zero minus infinity. And it's not so much what's going on now, but there's a lot of accumulation from other dimensions, existence, universes that's playing into that right now. So I'm going to go ahead and strengthen him to that and just continue. We're going to continue to strengthen him for the rest of this stream. And what I'd love for you to do is continue with the three streams every month, and especially in another couple of weeks we're having another one. And you'll just continue to process this and get better. But that was definitely a good start.
Great. Yes, thank you so much.
Tell him what?
I was going to say, tell him to verbalize something.
Can he verbalize something right now?
Yes.
Can you say something?
Okay.
Way, I guess, my job is,
well,
there yes.
Be some speed here, some fitness. In his speech, in his vocal cords, in his larynx, or in his throat, that have to be strengthened, so that way he could have stronger fitness functions there.
Can you repeat that? It was hard to understand. Can you say that again, please?
You have to have more fitness in your throat, basically, okay? So
the fitness in your throat is really where it's at, and you want to have speed, endurance, flexibility, agility, coordination, and doctrine strengthening those specific components so that his speech is stronger and it's faster.
Yes.
His speed is really where it's at. So we'll keep working on that. We'll keep strengthening that for you, and let us know in the chat. What was your name again? His name?
Edward.
Edward. Okay,
yes.
So Edward, I'm going to be looking for you in the chat, and we will continue to keep you strong. And it is a process of improvement. So keep us posted on that. It was so great. I'm glad you had some improvement, and you will continue to improve with the UN method.
And it's just funny because one last thing is about his being safe to live his expression and to help serve and make lots of money, because that's, again, the target was his fear of the future that the people will return, but if he gets his full health back, he will still be under attack because they were stopping his mission.
Yeah, I don't feel the attack anymore, though. We deleted that and the causes and reasons for that attack. And so that's
good.
We don't feel that, and I don't feel any fear or emotion there at all.
Okay.
And so let's strengthen that so that that's completely deleted out of him. It's like overwhelming emotions, and that was just really intense, those emotions, and I feel that you deleted that. So how is his emotions now? When he thinks about that, does that have an effect on him or no?
No. It's all gone?
It's gone.
All the bad emotions are gone? That's great. You said all the bad emotions are gone.
Okay, great. That's definitely where it's at. That's step one, is to delete all the emotions. So, and I do feel, you know, the voice will process. So come to our next free live stream, and I'll take a note of that, and I'll specifically tune into you again and recheck that and do more deletions for you.
Right.
Sound good? Okay.
Yes, good.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm so glad those emotions went away and you're going to keep continuing to improve. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to take another live caller.
Okay. You're going 415.
Okay. 415. Okay. 415.
720.
720. Hi. Are you there?
Hi. Yes.
Hi. Great. How are you?
Good.
Good. Okay. I had a couple things that I wanted to check on. One, like, my entire life, I've always just lived paycheck to paycheck. I've never had enough where I could really create a savings account. And right now, I'm not even making enough to pay my bills. And then my second thing I wanted to check on is, like, 2 years ago, I started having plantar fasciitis, and it flares up to like time. And right now I started a new job where I'm walking on concrete floors all day for 8 hours. So, I mean, it's been flaring up for months again, I'm just trying to get to the root of that.
Okay, so let's get started and process that for you. So you said you have plantar fasciitis. So the pain in your feet, what are you doing that you're working all day in concrete floors?
I like do merchandising in stores and stuff. So I'm like, you know, setting up displays, doing counts. So I'm walking all over.
Okay, so it's harder.
The stores.
What I pick up is that there's this hard energy, the energy of where you're working. There's memories of, it's almost like memories of concrete in other lifetimes where there was slave labor. So that concrete floor reminds you of that. Right? You process that. So I'm going to delete that. But before I go ahead and process more, do you feel that physical pain in your foot, the heat in your heel or the front of your foot?
When I have the pain, it's in my heel, like mainly when I have the pain, you know, it just feels really raw.
You have it right now.
And like,
you have it right now.
Well, I'm sitting down right now, and so it's not like excruciating right now, but I, you know, when I'm on my feet all day, like, I feel like my feet are very raw.
Okay, so I deleted some of those emotions, but if you stand up right now, I want to make sure that it's gone as we process.
Okay.
So if you stand up, do you feel anything?
Okay. I mean, my feet feel good right now.
Okay, great. I deleted some of those memories, and that's really where it was at, just the memories of the past life where you, the concrete was triggering those memories. So that's been deleted out. But more importantly, I'm going to go even further with you because I feel that there's some part of your that job that you're not fully 100% satisfied. Is that right? I mean, there's just some friction there. Like you almost, it's like you want to be working less and making more, and you feel like you're working really hard. Is that true? Is that how you're feeling?
That's true. Yep, said it all. Yep, that's true.
Okay, so let's delete a lot of that out of you and go really to the reasons and the causes and the sources of why you're on there. So what I pick up on you is just mostly emotions and negative experiences. So as I delete that out of you, Jackson, how do you feel about that?
Well, that's a good deletion. So
I feel that most of that's really been deleted out. And what I really feel is that you're going to attract now something completely different. Now see, a lot of people in life, let me explain something. A lot of people in life think you have a choice. And every action you take, you're choosing. But in reality, that's not the case. Because if you have memories of something traumatic, you're going to make the choice that may not be so good for you because of those memories. So with the UN method, when you delete those past memories, you automatically take a different route. You're going to make a different choice because you're free there. So, Doug, do you want to expand on that? When you delete the past, it changes your future. And when you can tune into the future, you predetermine your future, and you can change your future. Why don't you expand a little bit about that?
That's great. When you delete the cumulative effect on the past, in the future, thinking about the past, there's nothing for that future to connect with because it's all gone.
So when your future doesn't connect to the past, those negative memories, you have a completely different future. It's just amazing, really. I mean, do you follow that?
Well, you've strengthened it.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Okay, so now that we've deleted those memories, picture, what is it that you do want in your life? If you could imagine anything, what would that be? What would you like? Think about that for a moment. You got
okay.
that?
Yep.
Okay, and so do you want to verbalize how that feels when you think about that?
It feels all right. There's still some hesitation that's coming up with it.
Okay, so you feel hesitant to really manifest exactly what you want. And what I feel
yes.
is there's a deserving energy there. And a lot of my clients that I work with, I say this all the time, like the able, willing, ready, deserving. Like you've got to be strong to all that. For you, you feel able and willing, but deserving, there's a weakness. So let's strengthen you for deserving. And it really goes back to the female energy with siblings and your mother and the female line of ancestors who didn't feel deserving. And so if there's almost like a guilt there, like if you have the life that you want, does this make sense? If you have the life that you want and everything's going great, there's guilt there. So that's just ridiculous. Let's delete that completely down to zero, minus infinity, up to 100% infinite potential, and move forward with strength. Okay, so now think about that again. You got it? Having the most incredible life, everything that you want. Does that feel stronger to you now?
It feels stronger, yeah. Yep, I feel a difference with that.
Okay, good. And that's really where you want to be. You know, you don't want to spend your whole life thinking positive or meditating or, you know, visualizing. I mean, that's great if it works, by all means. But there's a lot of my clients who come to me, and even Dr. Yoon, in our courses, that they're like, I've been there, I've done everything, I've tried it, I'm, you know, I'm a practitioner, I've helped other people, and it's still not showing up in my life. Like, I'm not really where I want to be financially, and there's frustration there in their lives. And when you start to really clear a lot of this out, and you're strong, and you're able, willing, and ready, deserving, and that your conscious and subconscious are congruent, that's where you want to be. Like, your energy is supporting what you want. And that's very, very important, and most people don't get that. So I'm glad. How does that feel? Is there anything you want to share?
I feel good. I feel more peaceful. I feel more, you know, balanced with all these things, and I'm thankful for you both. So thank you.
Okay, wonderful.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much for calling. All right. Join some more of our streams and continue to keep us posted on how you feel.
All right, will do. Thank you both. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we're going to continue with a few more live callers and just continue results on the spot because this is where it's at. Check in with yourselves now. Are you feeling better? All this deletion that we're doing on the live callers, you're experiencing this on yourself too. We're going to do some more group deletion right now. So for any of you who, anyone on here that's also resonating with any one of our listeners, we're deleting those experiences for you so that you all feel able, willing, ready, deserving in your life too, and have that energy behind you supporting. Jackson, do you want to mention any, you know, talk about like positive affirmations, the visualization, motivation, inspiration, like so many of your clients come to you and they're like, they've been out there doing everything. They're even following other financial road plans for other people, whether it's another financial program and it's not working. And why is it not working? And, you know, Dr. Yoon says a lot of the time it's because you're not strong to it. You know, we all have a unique set of weaknesses. And if you could go to any financial course and take it and get a roadmap and you're like, I'm trying, and it's still not working for you. And why is that? It's because we all have our own individual weaknesses. And you have to look at that and process it. And once you're strong to that, whatever you do will be the mightiest touch. What do you have to say about that?
That sounds great. Yeah, so
I mean, you get a lot of clients come to you and they're frustrated, right?
Well, it's definitely ensure that there's no frustration, right? As soon as you have frustration, that emotion gets in the way of you moving forward.
Right. And so that's ridiculous. Okay, we're going to take another live caller. 818, you're on live.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
I'm good. Hold on. I need to get you off speaker. Is that better?
Sure, I can hear you. How's your financial situation?
Well, you know, someone keeps cleaning out my checking account every month, and then I look and I find out it's me. And, you know, it's a bummer about that, is you can't call the bank and tell them they got to put the money back. So there's that. And then I sort of got diagnosed this year earlier with congestive heart failure, which adds to financial stress because, you know, supplements and stuff.
Okay, so let's stop there. Congestive heart failure, is that what you said?
Yes. Thank you for not freaking out, okay?
Okay, no, that's too kind. So let's take a look at that and process your heart and what you're saying with your bank account. So it's
okay.
Like your bank account goes down and your heart, it's not really your heart though. So when I tune into your heart's strong. When I tune into your respiratory system, I feel a weakness there, and I feel a weakness in your right lung, and the strength in your brain, your spinal cord connection to your right lung. And there's, it's not relation. I mean, it's not financial pain. It's relationship pain. So, I mean,
there have been a lot of deaths in my life in the last 10 years. Say.
Yes. Okay, that's what I do. I sense that, and this death really, death is weakening you. So I'm going to strengthen you to loss, and that's very traumatic. And there's a lot of grief there, and the grief is what I was sensing in your lungs. So, like I said, your heart's strong, but your respiratory was weak. So I do feel you stronger right now in your lungs. Take a deep breath in for a moment. Take a deep breath in and let go. And as you're doing that, I'm strengthening your right and left hip because I feel some misalignment there. And I also feel some, the physical knowing hexagon of money, that's completely weak. And I know you learn that, all about that in Dr. Yin's upcoming courses, finance courses, but let's take a look at that because the physical knowing hexagon is completely weak and it's weakening you more so with your relationship. And so now that I just strengthened that, it's like you not knowing what's going to happen is a huge weakness for you. Can you relate to that?
Yeah. Not even knowing what I want to happen in some regards. So there.
Not knowing.
There's a kidney thing too. There's a kidney component, by the way, with the heart thing too.
Okay. Well, I got
where the kidneys are grasping.
That was coming from your lower spine, your lumbar area, and your hip more so than your kidneys. Your kidneys feel pretty strong to me. But let's re-energize all your organs right now and your spinal cord connection to all your organs. And so just by doing that, how do you feel now? I feel some fatigue and some strengthening your that.
Yeah,
I'm rehydrating your pH level in your body. Okay, with that being done, how do you feel?
I feel good, although I don't have any particular symptoms, so it's not like I can say, oh, my arm doesn't hurt. You know, I don't have a, I mean, I've been feeling pretty good, but I'm on medication and stuff like that. So,
okay. So,
I mean, I would feel more of an emotional shift than I feel physical at this point, I think.
Okay. So let's take a look at that. When you think about what it is you want better in your life, when you think about your bank account going up, when you think about what is it that you want better in your life? Let's start with that.
Well, I would like to have enough money to do the things I want, but I've also moved to a place that's very pretty and quiet and away from everything. And then I feel, and I like, on the one hand, I'd like it here, but on the other hand, I haven't really put down roots or developed any relationships. All of the people I know are an hour and a half away.
Okay, does that bother you?
Yeah. I don't quite understand. I know I've been sick, and CHF is a thing that happens slowly over time. So I've been sick for years, literally, until I found out, by which time I was really dead. So that's part of it, but I don't know that that's the whole thing.
Okay, so Dr. Yin's going to tune in and do some strengthening as well.
Okay, so... You did a good job, and we just have to look at the effect. It's no longer just you, but the weakness indicated by family members. So we just want to strengthen you to family members and family members to you, not just in this time and space. I mean, you've been dealing with the family struggle or imbalance in the family interaction for like 400 years. So let's remove that. And those things are the things that kind of get in the way of you connecting strongly to the finances that surround you. So you want to connect strongly to your finances so you not have any question about where it's going to come from, because it's all around you. Okay, now think about your life situation now compared to before. How was that thing like?
I feel different. I'm just kind of feeling, you know, I feel a shift. I don't know exactly how to describe it. So I'm kind of flipping around for words and not getting many, but I feel like something shifted.
you feel like you're more in charge now than before, right? So that's good enough. Right? You're in charge.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be one way to put it. I feel more hopeful. Let's put it that way.
And you're not alone. We have, you know, these live streams every couple of weeks and typically once a month. So we'd love for you to join us so that you can get that group energy and support and feel more connected.
Right.
And also,
I appreciate
when you don't
that.
Have your, when you don't have the friends that close to you, in this day and age, you connect with them, right? You don't have to travel by foot.
Yeah, we do. We do. I mean, I talk to them and I text and we're on Facebook and everything, but sometimes you'd like to just be able to pick up the phone and say, let's go to lunch and not have it be a flipping federal case, you know? And that's where it gets frustrated. And then, you know, my parents died in the last several years, so then I can't call them up either and go to lunch. And, you know, you get into this place, and then my cat that I had for 19 years just died. So, you know, there's, and a lot of other people too. It's a long story, but
Let's remove all your misinterpretation, okay? So those are just kind of misinterpretation weakness. So you get rid of it, and you still can Skype each other, and they can eat on the other end, you eat at your end, right? So, all right, that was that thing, man.
A luncheon over Skype.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
There you go.
Well, that's one of the best things about...
New technology, that's
right.
I wouldn't have survived without it, for sure. You know, there'd just be no way being this far. But it does help a lot. It just, you know, sometimes I feel like I've come up here and disconnected myself, and it's a conflict because I really like it physically. I like the weather, but I would rather be closer to the city. I'd rather be. In some ways, I'd rather be able to go places more readily and not have it be a 20-minute drive to the grocery store, you know? Yeah. It's like that. So I'm conflicted, I guess, is the thing.
Well, let's remove your conflict, right? Since you have a conflict, you bring up all your other conflicts that you never had, right? So if you remove all your conflict, then you only have dealing with one new conflict. It's actually easier to deal with. Now, how's your conflict now?
Right.
Now, what's that thing
I feel
right
different.
Now? Yeah, it's like you're not going to question anymore, right? So.
Okay.
So
yeah.
With our listeners, I mean, as Steph is doing this and I'm doing the deletion process as well, do you have anything you'd like to share with the listeners? Like, how did that make you feel during this process?
Different, but hard to quantify. You know, like I said, it's not like a physical thing. It's kind of me going, oh, that feels different. Yeah. What does that mean? So it's kind of, it's interesting, but hard to describe.
Well, you just
But thank you very much. Yeah, I feel stronger.
You feel stronger. That's the most important. So the best thing is we'd love for you to come to the next live stream and put your comment into the chat so that we can check up on you and you can process that. Because a lot of times after the live stream, things will start to process in your life. I mean, we get thousands of emails and stories coming our way of things that happen after we process this for you. So see what happens.
Right.
You feel stronger in your physical body and mentally and emotionally. And just continue with it. You and Meth is a way of life, and we're so happy that you were able to be live with us today. And
well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'll be back. And okay, thanks so much. Bye.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so like I said, the Ewing Method is a way of life. It's not something you do once, and there's accumulation of weaknesses that Dr. Ewing and I are deleting. And I know there's a question that came in that says, although we're deleting the accumulation, when are you 100% totally neutral, Dr. Ewing? I mean, how long does it take for people to really reach the level that you're at?
Well, you could be 100% neutral, you know, for a while, and then you're off that, and then you have to put yourself back into it.
Right, and you know, that's a good point, because that's the reason why I created these 5-week clinics that Dr. Ewing does, was because I know that everybody has their own specific set of sequential weaknesses, and so it's a 5-week clinic every week for 5 weeks, you know, you're putting your issue, your request in, and Dr. June is evaluating, reevaluating you over a period of 5 weeks, and you also get the benefit of being in the group and everybody else's, the synergy of energy that takes place. So, you know, we highly recommend if you do have something chronic, even if you don't have something chronic, just be part of the 5 week clinic, because that, you know, you get to see from a clinical perspective also if you're in this, you know, in the healthcare field or not, or you want to be a UN method certified consultant. I mean, you can see from a clinical aspect. I think you want to talk about how, you know, when you join the clinic from a clinical aspect.
Well, you experience it, you learn by experience, and actually you're not really learning. You just give your mind that you could do these things for yourself and for others.
You know, there's some other questions that came in the chat. How do you become as intuitive as Dr. Yoon and myself? And really the answer is attend, you know.
More frequent experience.
More frequent experience. I mean, if you want to be good at something, you got to put yourself in the energy of it. And if you put your energy into the live courses that are coming up, which we'll be letting you know in a couple of weeks, we do have live new courses. There's specialty telecourses that Jack Green does. And the one in September is going to be the new rules of money, finance, and careers. So if you like what you saw here today and you want to learn how to do this, you want to have insight, and you want to be able to do this on other people and yourself on a regular basis, that's really where it's at. I know we have practitioners who have done, sometimes some people come, they've done like 50 of them, really. And some people have just done maybe module one or two, a couple. But every single module or every single telecourse that Dr. Green does is different. We're constantly updating it. I mean, like you heard the woman on the phone, I mean, the method 10, 15 years ago is totally different. I mean, it's exponentially faster. We have new charts, geometric charts for ensuring results for each upcoming telecourse in September, October, December. So like I said, our fall schedule is coming out. So stay tuned if this is something that you want. You know, everybody can do this. We all have the delete key within ourselves, our internal computer, and you got to learn how to do it. You know, a lot of you may have the question, like, what is it we're really doing? This is a demonstration, but how do you do a deletion? What is it? How does it work? I mean, that's all in the module training. We have another one coming up that's on deleting weight and just rejuvenating on the spot. And that's a really popular one that we offer in October. And even after that, in December, we offer one on unconditional love and sexual neutrality. And that's a really powerful one, all about sexual relationships and whatnot. So all that information will be coming your way soon. But most important, we want you to stay connected on these free streams. We have another one coming your way in a couple weeks. And what we really want to let you know is it's going to be part two of this. So if you like this, come to the one. You get a link soon in an email. Register. Come. It's free. And best of all, we're going to be offering and giving away a free course. And if you're on the next live stream, you could win it. And we're going to pick it at random. But if you're on it, you may win that free course if you want to participate. So if you can't afford it, we will be giving one away to a live caller. So, Dr. Jean, do you have anything to add about your trainings that are coming up and how they're different than other trainings?
Well, it's faster, it's more complete, and people improve themselves as far as their insights and intuition and telepathic communication. So those are moving in that direction, that you improve your physical well-being with your physical intelligence.
And it's really a process of, you know, feeling, getting in touch with that feeling of what's strong or weak. And how do you do that? You're using your perception, your intuition, and getting really strongly connected to your insight. And it's priceless, really. The ability to be able to tune into your future, and if there's something that is weak, to be able to change that, it's priceless. I mean, and especially with your finances. I have a lot of clients who come to me, and they just ask me questions about, you know, even their stocks that they're invested in. And, you know, the advice that I give them, you know, it's priceless. You actually know what's going to happen before it's happening, and you can make critical decisions in your business and your life and what you're doing. And even if you're a practitioner, even if you want to become a UN Method consultant, I mean, it's really, you know, some of the things that we teach you how to do to be strong, to, you know, receiving money and charging money. And we go really in depth on all the different octagons and triads and with misinterpretation. misinformation, human mishaps. And these are things that only Dr. Ewan teaches. I mean, really, he came up with this whole geometric charts and whatnot. And
Marnie's teaching.
Well, I put together the charts. They're all new charts for the next fall classes. And they really just simplify the method. You know, people want the simple, fast, run through these charts and their pain is gone. And we do this because this is all about results in advance, results on the spot. We want you to get these results, experience this, and then join us. But regardless of if you, you know, you can always go on the website and get a one-on-one personal consultation with Dr. Ewan, or you know, join a five-week clinic or a course. But regardless if you do or not, we'd love for you to join these live streams on a regular basis because that's really worth it. And we love putting these together for you because we want to offer people a better quality of life and show you how simple it is, how easy it is, and get away from the motivation and inspiration. And a lot of people tell me that we're inspiring, but that's not what it's about. You got to change. You got to have internal strength and your energy with what you say you want. You have to be consciously and subconsciously congruent to what it is you want, need, and desire with anything, whether it's relationships, your weight, finances. And so, there you go. Anything else you'd like to add, Dr. Ewan?
No, you did a great job in describing it. You can completely cover everything.
It's fun. It's great. So, like I said, I'm going to read the live chat after this. Thank you so much, everybody, for putting in your comments. I know we have people all over the world. I'm glad everybody seems to be feeling shifts. If you have any questions at all logistically, contact us at email contact us at unmethod.com. That's contact us at unmethod.com. And you can get in touch with us there. If you have any questions, go to our website, unmethod.com. If you want a consultation with Dr. Ewan, you can go ahead and click on that link right there, unmethod.com/consultations. And again, our upcoming September through December calendar is coming out in a couple weeks. So stay tuned with all those courses and clinics if that's something that you'd like to do. I know that, you know, we get, like I said, we get so many emails with all kinds of questions, and I really highly recommend, you know, either a one-on-one or a five-week clinic if you did like this. And if you want to learn how to do it, you know, join a training. So thank you so much for joining live tonight. Look in your email. We have exciting things coming your way soon, a continuation of this. And we also have a specialty free stream that's coming in about 4 weeks, and that's all exciting new stuff that you'll be getting in your email. So keep posted with us and let us know how you're feeling. So thanks again, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Marnie, and thank you, everyone, tuning in.
We'll see you next time. Until then, stay strong. Bye for now.